We're willing to bet that in the last 48 hours, a good number of you out there on the streets of Boston have slipped, skidded, or otherwise felt the icy hand of, well, ice, yank you down with its frictionless grip. And if you're feeling litigious about it, you're in luck. Slip and fall lawsuits are probably a whole lot more viable in Massachusetts this winter. And here to explain that is WBUR.org's Andrew Phelps. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Sasha.
So this is a good season to file a lawsuit if someone falls in the snow? What's going on here?
Yeah, I'd say so. Let's go back all the way to July when it was about 80 degrees. All right.
Hard to remember those days.
The Supreme Judicial Court issued a ruling that effectively eliminated all excuses for property owners not to shovel. Someone sued the Target Corporation after he slipped on ice, and Target argued, well, the ice accumulated after we did our due diligence and removed the snow and ice. And the court said, doesn't matter if the snow accumulated after you shoveled, doesn't matter if your business is closed and it's a weekend, doesn't matter if you're away on vacation and it's in front of your home, you must shovel.
So basically, this ruling puts everybody on notice that if there's snow on your property, get rid of it, or you could have lawsuits coming your way.
That's right.
Now, I live in a place where at the start of every winter, we get a little pamphlet that describes our shoveling responsibilities. Mm-hmm. It says how long after the snow stops you have to do it. So does this ruling trump all that, or does everybody have one uniform rule now about when you need to shovel?
Yes and no. So this is a case of the state judiciary acting a little bit more aggressively than the state legislature. So there's no statewide law that says you must shovel. The state says it's up to each city and town to regulate and, if they want, punish people for not shoveling. But the judiciary says, no, it is your responsibility. So it's a matter of, while you can't get a ticket from a statey or, you know, be thrown in jail for not shoveling, you can be sued and you'll probably lose in court, because the courts have said this is the law of the land, you have to shovel, even though the state law hasn't necessarily caught up.
So even if your city or town isn't that aggressive about trying to get you to clear your sidewalks, something much worse could be coming down, which is someone could sue you.
Right. I was engaged in a little Twitter exchange with one of our listeners, Matt Griffin, and I sort of explained, you know, it's a matter of case law versus statute, and case law wins here. And he said, okay, well, quote, I guess I would like to just be able to make a phone call about lazy neighbors instead of risking injury in litigation. Good point. Unfortunately, unless your town has an ordinance, which many do, it's litigation or nothing.
But what it comes down to is just shovel your sidewalk.
Just shovel your sidewalk. My God. I mean, the snow all melted so quickly yesterday, but this morning there was ice all over the sidewalks in Cambridge. And I said on my blog, I felt like an amateur tightrope walker trying to get around it.
Yeah, exactly. Listeners, if you want more details about this ruling, you can go to the blog Hubbub at WBUR.org/Boston.
And Sasha, just one more thing. In honor of the season and in honor of the SJC's No Excuses ruling, I've written alternative lyrics to that Christmas classic Silver Bells.
Oh, boy.
Snowy sidewalks, icy sidewalks, white stuff clumped in a pile. In the air, there's a feeling of lawsuits. Children crying, people falling, meeting lawsuits and trial. And on every street corner, you'll hear, shovel, please.
Shovel, please.
Join me.
Shovel, please.
Shovel, please.
Soon it will be Judgment Day.
WBUR's Andrew Phelps, thank you very much. I think you have clearly missed your calling.
Oh, Sasha, thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone, and shovel your sidewalks.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.